It's a stairway to heaven, yo, who can it be? MC Machete, here with Chi-Chi. You know how we do, another Friday show for everyone, including you. Please donate to our show, patreon.com. But you already know, this shit's about to pop off. Fucking Cheech here, he doesn't even scoff at the crew. It's just me and him. Who else is there? No one else. We're about to do a dope show. We don't even know what we're gonna talk about. I don't give a shit, cause we still dope. Coming with the topics. We don't even trip because we're the best show on the West Coast. That's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, it's my remix on Stairway.
I like that. I just fucking, that was my best rap of, it's crazy coming up with freestyle. I need to get better at freestyling.
Yeah? How are you going to do that?
I don't know. maybe like, look at rhyme books or something.
You know what Eminem says he does? It's just all day. He's just thinking about rhymes. That's all day. That's what he does.
Dang, rhymes, chimes.
Mm-hmm. Binds. Signs. Wow. Finds. Lines.
Clementines.
Yep. Dang.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So.
Where are you going tomorrow? You're flying. First class?
Come fly with me. Come. Yeah.
First class?
Nah.
No?
It's coach. I'm back at the, back with the peasants.
Oh, God.
I'm back with the peasants. Going to Austin, bro.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm going to Austin for a few days.
For what?
For one of my podcasts.
Which one?
It's called Birth Fit.
Oh, Birth Fit. Is that the one with Chef Antonia?
No, that's Grown Ass Women Coffee
Grown
Club.
Grown Ass Women. Is that one still going?
Yeah, that is. Okay. So, yeah, man, it's going to be cool. Have you ever been to Austin before?
No.
I thought, your band went to fucking slam dance or whatever.
No. West by South by Southwest?
Yeah.
Isn't that in Austin? No, never been.
Nothing?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you did. You been to NAMM?
Yes, I've been to NAMM.
Well, I don't know, man. It's a cool city, man.
Yeah.
I'm actually really looking forward to going again.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a really fun city, dude.
How long are you going for?
5 days.
5 days?
Yeah, so I'm going in on Wednesday, and I'll be back in L.A. I'm leaving on Wednesday the 15th. I'll be back on Monday the 20th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, indeed. It's going to be a good one, that's for sure.
Yeah?
I have a few friends out there. One of them in particular, his name's... Back in the day, his name is Matt. Mm-hmm. We used to call him a bunch of names. Mattress. We used to call him, his last name was Gonzalez or uh-huh. something. We used to call him Gonzo. So Matt Gonzo. And he became a bit of a nomad and was traveling around the world probably straight for like 2.5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. He was just traveling like wherever the fucking... The
wind blew him.
Dude, it's insane, dude. Because he went to England, he went to Africa, he went to Indonesia, he went to all these fucking crazy places. He ended up in Australia for a long while. Mm-hmm. He just lived there. He just said, fuck it.
Wow.
And when he came back to the States, I guess he moved to Austin, and he opened up his own little, his barbecue restaurant. Called Rattle Creek.
What?
Yeah.
That's dope.
He's a musician. He's a drummer. And we've become friends because he was actually very talented, dude. And I wonder if he's still playing music, but I don't know.
Have you eaten there?
Not at his restaurant.
No.
So here's the fun part: is that last year I went to the exact same thing. Every year they have this big like Birth Fit summit, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because Birth Fit, they're a day oneer, and I'm a day oneer. And I got with him via the CrossFit crew, right? Mm-hmm. And Lindsay's a good friend of mine. She founded the company and we started the podcast, and it was just kind of like, you know what, this is obviously BirthFit, me being, you know my story, guys.
Can't have birth, can't be fit.
Yeah, there's really nothing yeah. other than I love vaginas.
Yeah.
So
fit vaginas.
Yeah. So essentially at the end of the day, I'm whatever. It is what it is. Like, I just didn't really think, I didn't really know I had peeps in Austin, basically. Mm-hmm. So it turns out I do. And I didn't know Gonzo was there. So so I would say about a few days, and this was, I think I was only there for 3 days last year. A few days into my stay, I realized, I'm like, oh shit, my friend Gonzo's here. So I think I told you what happened, if you guys want to rewind to last year's podcast, where then the last day of me staying, we ended up partying.
Oh, yeah.
Had a great time. Had a fucking amazing time.
Well, that's right. That's where you went to. You're saying the chicks were like very friendly. And
extremely friendly. Yeah. Very down to earth, you know, and it was, I had a good time. And this go around, he was like, bro, you should have told me, man. We could have, like, essentially I was staying in the bougie side of Austin, and he's basically took me to the fucking real Austin. Mm-hmm. And it was a good experience, dude. I felt it. I felt like I was like, this is where I was.
This is real Austin.
Ah, it's so good. It's so fucking good. So I'm stoked about it for many reasons. One of them is because he's like, dude, we could have ate so much good food. And I ate some good food still at the place. But I didn't really get the true Austin feel. Yeah, this guy. Food. I didn't get the true Austin feel. Uh-huh. I just didn't, because I was staying on Congress Street, mm-hmm. which is like, you know, not in downtown where the actual Congress building's at, but like a little further out. It's not really Austin. It's just not. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's still fucking cool. A lot of awesome mom pa shops are there, which is amazing. And it's a half, you know how, if you went to Venice Beach, you know, Venice Beach is just half like commerce and half ocean. Yeah. It's just a weird amalgamation of both, you know what I mean? It's just like you get the fucking tourists, you get the bums, and you have all this shit. So Austin's the same way, but instead it's going to be half retail, half country. No. So, and you know, you see like a house, like a country house in the back of a commercial building, you know what I mean? You see, like, but the commercial building is not like a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. It's Frank's, you know, burger place. Mm. You know what I mean? And a pizza shop is not going to be a Domino's. It's going to be, you know, Zappy's Pizza or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're all like that. And every single person in there, they make lit food. It's just insane. So it's really, it's really refreshing to see that. I got to be perfectly honest. To see a place that's really fighting to keep the mom and pa in and fighting against the big corporations is pretty dope. And then also, I identify a little, because I grew up in the country, I identify a little bit with the country life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, you laugh.
You grew up in the country / South Central.
I said I lived in South Central. I didn't say I grew up there. I grew up in Fresno, and they all know it's fucking, it's highly,
is that country? It's just like nothing, right?
It's agriculture, nothing
that, I guess, right?
Yeah, you know, it's agriculture. So the same thing,
corn,
they grow peaches, grapes, oranges, you know, nectarines, plums,
plum house.
You need to grow some plums. Oh.
So you're looking forward to it. You're going to have
it's going to be fun, dude. It's going to be so much fun.
I'm sure you're going to have
fun. God's just going to take me. Because the thing is that, like, me and him partied for
one. You're going to go to his restaurant.
Yeah. Rattle Creek, yeah. You can follow him on Instagram at Rattle Creek.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's probably just food porn.
Oh, dude. It's like we're talking about like 18-hour slow-braised cooked briskets.
Oh, shit.
Like big fucking beef ribs that are just sliding off the bone.
That's crazy. And it's his?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's his fucking, let me see, maybe, oh, we're out of business.
Oh, he doesn't live there anymore.
Yeah, for real. Rattle Creek, there you go. Rattle Creek. Here it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's no joke.
Oh, my God. It's just meat on meat.
So, yeah, I mean, he's a really cool homie, man. And I've known him for a long time. And it's so good to see just, you know, it's basically just a barbecue pit. I don't even know exactly where he that's our friend Gonzo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He looks like a crazy mofo. But he's involved with some pretty amazing people. He basically partners with certain restaurants and, you know, sets up his shit at certain places. I don't even think it's a restaurant per se. I think it's just like a barbecue. I don't know, barbecue place. Yeah.
Mm.
So I honestly don't know because I didn't go to it. So we'll see what happens this go around when we do it right. You know what I mean? So they do a lot of pop-ups, you know, that's basically their thing. And they do special events where I've seen them at like Austin had the wine, beer, and food convention, which Chef Antonio was at. He was there. Rattle Creek had their own little their tent, and he was also at. He does a pop up. Rattle Creek pop up barbecue, pop up brew and brew. So yeah, these guys do some shit. You know what I mean? I'm actually curious to see what this dude's gonna do, because it's a big fucking pit, dude, and he knows his shit. So I'm looking forward to that and getting some real barbecue. He may also work at another restaurant, so I don't know. we shall find out. But I had a good ass time, and I plan on having an equally as good time this go around.
You can be there for 5 days and gain a lot of weight.
I hope so. I'm gonna do it right. I just don't want to gain too much weight. No, but I'm not. Look, if I could, I know barbecue is actually not that good for you for the obvious reasons, and I'm looking to not care about that. Yeah. So I don't know. Who knows?
Different area code. You can cheat.
Yeah, no.
On your diet.
I'm not on a diet. Are you on a diet?
I was doing low carb.
What?
Well. You know, we had a party, had to have some tacos. We had tacos.
Yeah, tacos are not that bad.
Yeah, but
I think we did that.
Yeah, but I had 10. Yeah. I had 10 with double tortillas.
By the way, I went to Guisado's the other day, and they have a little thing where it says special. You know how they have like the special of the day? Ceviche.
Oh, ceviche's bomb.
Fucking fire, bro.
Is it ceviche taco or is it bomb. Just ceviche?
It's a ceviche on a la tostada. Yeah, so they had it and it was just like, but it was like one, they only give you one tostada and they put a bunch of it on. So I go, hey, give me a few little extra. So they gave me a few little extra tostadas and I just cracked them into chips and just was scooping them in. Oh, it's so fucking bomb,
holy
dude.
Shit.
Yeah, so.
I'm moving. Well, Christina's moving. She got a promotion.
What?
A big promotion.
What?
And she has to move out of her apartment.
What?
Where we basically have lived for the last couple of years.
Rent free.
I know.
Wow. Are you going to start paying?
No. No, because she's moving back to her house. I'm moving back to my house.
What?
Yeah.
How's that a promotion?
Well, she's getting paid more. It's not a promotion for me.
Wow.
If anything, it's a demotion for me. But I'm in the middle of that. Do you still have all your stuff in storage?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, have you thought about just selling it?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. How much is that storage space costing you?
$250.
How much stuff is in there?
It's like half full.
Half full? Why didn't you get a smaller one then?
I don't know. It's hard. It's a lot of work. What? It's a lot of work.
Are you going to keep it?
Yeah.
But at a certain point, however long you keep it in there, the price of keeping it is going to outweigh the price of the value of the stuff.
When that happens, I'll do it.
Aren't you steadily approaching that?
You know what? No.
No?
I mean, I have plenty. I have another storage space, which I'm probably going to take advantage of.
Storage spaces you got?
Don't worry about it. Why? Are you looking at storage spaces now? No, or what?
I was just, it made me think about it because I'm moving. I know you just moved.
So how long have you been living at this place with, how long have you been squatting there at Christina's place?
I think 2 years. I think she's, 3 years. Well, and she had she a does, different apartment she, before there. So it's
she doesn't pay rent. Or she does.
She doesn't pay rent.
Yeah, it was like all
room part of board. Her job,
and it was in the school,
the housing. Yeah,
was she like a RA or something? Or?
No, she's the boss of the RAs.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. She's in charge of the RAs.
Okay.
That's
weird.
It's weird. She was an ERA coordinator. And now she got this promotion, but it doesn't come with the apartment. But because of that, it also pays more. But it also pays more just because it's a better job. So we're in the process of moving. Already packed.
So in like 2 years, she's gotten a promotion. She's made significantly yes. amount more money.
Yes.
That's nice. And you
significantly the same, the amount, same of money amount of money for the whole time.
So let's just say that you guys went and got, because you guys eventually are going to have to get a place together.
Yes. Well, probably. We're actually probably going to move into my parents' house.
When?
Well, after we get married. So in a few months. Because she's moving to her parents. I'm moving. Well, I live there half of the time anyways with my parents. But when we get married, the plan is to move into my parents.
Why isn't the plan
to what?
To get your own place.
Okay. First of all, right,
when you have sex, you have to be really quiet. You know, you can't try new shit. When you guys are boning, you can't try your fucking new vibrator 3000 for your
it's
butt.
A new. Well, it'll be quiet in there. No one will hear.
Yeah, we'll pull those.
It's the new age, man. Multi-generational households.
That's not new age. That's fucking old age.
This age.
The sandwich generation.
It's this age where people can't afford to live. I'm crushed by by student debt, bro.
For real?
No. Yeah, kind of. It's only $6,000, but I'm still crushed by it.
It should be the other way around.
What?
It should be you guys have the house and you bring in your fucking parents.
How is that?
I don't know. Look,
where's your house?
Dude, I live independently from my mom. What's wrong with that? Wait, I'm just saying, regardless of my
situation.
You're
living with the dude.
Look, am I living with, like.
You've been living with a dude for many years.
I know, dude. But.
Just live with random dudes all the time.
I live with a dude and a woman who happen to be my folks.
Yeah, and my wife.
And my wife, I like Jesus, dude. Come on,
what?
None of this.
So listen, this is what you do: you move into there for a while, you save hardcore savings, and then you use that money
to never save up for anything, but to get a cool computer.
Yeah, you can have some dope shit if you live there.
All right, look, let's just say hypothetically,
so what? You have plans to buy a house?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just,
where's this plan at? Is it at ground zero, ground negative zero?
First off.
Is it like the fucking ground zero, the pit?
I think you're thinking of money as very, very old, antiquated fucking.
I'm fucking dying for the chance to save money. I am fucking right now.
You have been this whole time.
What do you mean?
You've been paying zero rent.
Yes, but now the. Well, yes.
It's more zeros because I don't have to pay for food either.
No. I pay for food. We know that. No. The money that I have for the past year or so has been all just the wedding. Any extra money has just been going to this wedding. And it's all going to be gone.
So, all right, hold on.
It's all going away.
Right. Stop. How much is this wedding costing you? This
you
is
throw,
I do, and it's. I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna throw a number, and you can say higher or lower.
Okay, you're gonna be like George Costanza. More than 5,000? No.
All right, $30,000.
No, that's no.
Low, lower.
That's too high.
20,000.
We're approaching.
Okay, up or lower?
We're approaching 20,000.
Low. Okay, so yeah. Lower. Yeah. So right.
And it's.
So what I suggest you do?
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Elope. Just elope and fucking put that 20,000.
Deposits are down. The deposits are in, bro. We can't lose those deposits. It's not there yet. I mean, it's probably closer to 15.
Okay, okay. Fair enough.
Which is actually on the cheap side.
You're right. You are cheap. I mean, all right. So you're putting in like 5,000. She's putting in 10. I
no. Well, the plan is 5,000 from both of us is the plan. And then 5,000
to 15 from parents. 25 from each side of the parents.
Yeah. Well, actually, my parents are. Yeah, putting in a hefty amount.
What? How they go? Get rid of him, please! And they're like, you could never get rid of him. Look, this is just my general 2 cents. Okay,
and we love it because you have 2 cents.
Love it or leave it, because regardless of whatever you say in the situation,
regardless right, of whatever your response is,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I'm going to tell you a few things.
All right, what's your
one? I am independent from my family, sure. from my mother and father.
Yeah, you are.
Even though I don't, whatever. So yeah. That's one. Two, I am saving money regardless.
You are.
Oh, yeah. That's always the plan.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So you are saving money.
Wait, I do have a...
This is a new revelation because I know you weren't saving money before.
Dude, I have a retirement plan and I have a whole fucking deal. I mean, I have a whole...
You got the whole deal.
Oh, yeah. I have a whole deal. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you in the past, but I still work.
I'm actually pretty rich.
No, I work for a company, Trader Joe's.
Yes.
And Trader Joe's gave me a 401 whatever.
Yeah.
And then I had some stock options I had.
You took some of that out, though.
I took some of it out. I got penalized. I knew not to do it, but I did take some of it out. I'm not going to lie. But I did have some stock options for when I used to work at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So let's just say I'm doing okay. In the bigger picture, right? The smaller picture.
You mean theoretically I'm doing great.
On paper. So
if you look at real life, it's not that good.
Well, look, I'm not saving a bunch. No, but there's a saving situation and I could explain this to you right now.
We're in a lot of these things. These things came with your job, right?
What?
The stock options, the 401k,
yeah.
Stuff that your job gave to you.
Indeed.
Are set up for you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about are you saving outside of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have this new plan that I got from Susie Orman.
It's called Keep My Change.
Pay yourself first.
Oh, yeah.
You know about
You're doing it.
Yeah, you know about it. Right? So essentially, I pay myself like a bill.
Okay.
Right. And just like any other bill that you have, it doesn't have to be crazy amount. It doesn't have to be $1,000 a fucking paycheck. But I'm doing 50 bucks.
Okay.
50 bucks a week. Not just a week. Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
Yesterday.
The first week. I haven't done it yet.
In theory, it's supposed to start. So, So essentially, I've been. There's also another thing too, is that like depriving yourself of certain things. Like if you go get a latte, for example, yeah. Instead of like actually paying $2-$3 for it, you
put it on the credit card.
You get the money. You don't get it, right? You don't get it at all. You get the money you would have paid for it, and okay. You put it towards something else.
Those $3.
Like you put those $3 in a savings or in something. You like literally transfer the money that it would have cost for that into something else.
So you're literally like. Man,
I'm not doing that. But
you're not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying that's another
one. In theory, it would work.
No. I mean, I thought about it because I like how you all of a sudden putting it on me, right? That I'm the dude who's independent, not living with my fucking family, not bringing in my fucking.
We talked about this. This is my survival. Yeah,
I know. I get it. And it's definitely a good technique because I don't understand how I'm on the ropes.
But you are.
All right. How am I on trial? We're literally, you're bringing. Your estranged wife to live. Oh my god! I don't even understand how you're getting away with this. By the way, she's a fucking saint. Your fiance for like letting this happen, because I definitely would not even get married if I was in a position that you're in right now. I would be like, look, babe, just not gonna happen because your boy has to get his fucking life together before he makes you an honest woman.
Yeah, because you can't make commitments. You have trouble with commitment. We know that.
Yeah, and apparently you do too.
I don't. I'm making the ultimate.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Commitment.
Yeah, to buy a house.
Yeah, not to get married.
Yeah, well, you know, I was saying that it's probably worth the extra cash that you would allegedly be saving. to get your own place. Because a one bedroom over there in Corona or in where if you got one in Fontana, or I'm not Fontana, but you got one in fucking San Dimas,
you're going farther and farther out.
Maybe West Covina or Pomona. If you got a one bedroom apartment, you'll be spending, if you do it right, you from anywhere from
15.
Yeah, I know. But like 1200 to 1700.
Yeah.
Right, is the range. I mean, on the lower end, you can find one for 13. Mm-hmm. Right? That's like probably not that great, but, and then you guys will be paying 700 each or, you know, 650 each.
Yeah.
Or have you ever pay everything and you pay anything? so just think about it, because I think it's worth your privacy, and I think it's worth.
I mean, it is going to be different, and we are going to see what that's going to be like, because we've had an apartment for the last 3 years, you know what I mean? So it is going to be a major change.
It's going to be a change, dude. I'm going to right now just say you should just entertain the idea of looking. Oh, entertain it. Yeah. Like, I don't think the move is to move with your folks, and it has nothing to do with saving money. You can still save money. It's just, I think you have to make some cutbacks, right? Like maybe not drive to Los Angeles every week for a podcast that only pays you zero. or donate to our Patreon right now.
Oh, change everything.
It could change everything. Your life could change. Yeah. You know, maybe make some cutbacks, like maybe not play in a band and stuff, maybe get a real job.
It's a major cutback.
Major cutback. Or make a hit record. Yeah. There you go.
Change everything.
Make you a studio musician. I don't know. But I'm just saying, man, like it's a hard price to pay. That privacy, dude, is priceless.
It is going to be interesting. But that's why it's just a trial run. We're going to see what it's like.
30-day trial.
30-day trial run.
so you
know, if we can't send it, we'll move out. I mean, we'll see what it's like.
What do you think? You gonna move in, is there like a side room that you can move into?
We have a lot of rooms.
In your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big house. So that's the other thing. If it was like a super small house,
yeah,
that would probably be like her parents, for example, have a small house. You know, they have.
Oh, nice.
Huh?
Nice. So you guys are like saying you're better off. Your family is better off than her family.
Well, we have a bigger house. if that's your judgment.
Yeah.
But like if we were moving in there, that would not be cool because it's literally, there's nowhere to go. You have.
How many rooms are in your place, on your mom's place?
So, and we have five bedrooms.
Okay.
And there's only, you know, two couples.
he's like, hey, can we throw a party at your place? And you're like, I got to run it by my roommates. My roommates just happen to be my parents, right?
Like, we're throwing parties anyways. We haven't thrown a party.
For real?
I don't know since when.
We're not a throw a party, but it's like after your I don't know how it works with you, but you're not a degenerate, so I guess you don't really that like hey like after a club or after
yeah,
your
gigs
yeah
let's go home and do coke
like
and
shit. No, let's just keep drinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I don't know how that's gonna work or how that works with you.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever.
I don't really do that.
You don't drink?
I drink, but no, not like that.
All right.
So. But yeah, basically the big thing, honestly, is TV is a big factor.
Right.
Having a TV is a big factor. And we have the five rooms, but then we have like a TV room upstairs and a TV room downstairs.
Okay.
So it's basically like they have downstairs, we have the upstairs.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah, basically. Oh,
okay. So their room is downstairs.
No, their room's upstairs, but they don't hang out there. They hang out in
your rooms are going to be upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's room is upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's going to be close.
It's going to be weird, dude.
It is going to be weird.
I know. Maybe the romance is gone between you guys because, you know, you've been together for a long time.
I know.
So maybe it's been a little while since you've maybe freshened up the old bedroom, the bedroom foreplay or... That's going to be kind of difficult.
It is going to be weird.
Yeah. Because I know she's not really moaning anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter anyway.
It doesn't matter, so I get that. But, I mean, you know,
there's a pillow over her face anyway. It doesn't matter.
So, I don't know, man. It's like I'm a little concerned for you, dude.
You concerned? I don't think you should be concerned because we're just We're going to do it, and that's it. And we're going to see what happens.
Yeah. And whose idea was this?
Ours.
No, whose idea was it?
None of ours. What, you think she would do that if she didn't want to move in there?
Yeah.
Why?
For you.
Why? I didn't push for it. I said, what do you want to do?
She goes, I want to live with your parents.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't want to get an apartment necessarily and spending money on an apartment, right, or renting.
So how much of your income are you guys putting aside?
My income?
Or both of you guys. How does it work?
Oh, she's a hell of a saver, honestly. Like, she saves. She's good at it.
Right.
She is, like you're saying, she grew up, you know, not having a lot.
Sure.
And so she knows the value of money, things that I don't know.
Right.
And she's very good with her money.
How are you guys gonna handle your finances moving forward?
How are we gonna handle our finances?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you guys should, like, have joint bank accounts, or what's the deal?
We actually haven't even talked about that.
Let's get her on the phone right now.
Joint bank account? I don't know.
So what I think should happen,
probably it would be her bank account and my bank account. And a joint bank account.
I think it would be a good idea. Christina, do that.
Joint savings.
No. The thing is that now, as a man of the house, right, you should contribute half the bills, right? Yeah. And
well, we don't have any.
Highly doubt that. If anything, you got. I know for a fact you got bills.
Well, they're my bills, though.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm going to pay for my bills still.
I understand that. Yeah. But now that you guys are married, they become your bills. Like, it's not just your bills. It's our bills.
Yeah.
So, because a marriage means that you guys are together. I don't know if you know what that means. That it's no longer I, it's we. Right?
Yeah. But I'm not going to just be like, oh, okay, we're married now. Here's my bills.
That's for them. Yeah, not definitely not. Definitely not.
Here's my bills. Dude. Hey, about these bills, you know, somebody should pay for these.
Yeah. Well, the idea is
I just pay for my bills, and she doesn't have that many bills. But well, as of now, she doesn't have any.
I bet she does. I bet she has about the same as you. Now, because you're both pretty minimal, it sounds like. You know, you have a car payment, you have a fucking cell phone, maybe a credit card or two, maybe some payments. Maybe some
credit cards.
Maybe some student loan payments.
She doesn't have student loan payments.
And, you know,
she
maybe.
She got, like, what's it called? Scholarships and shit.
I know, you're on that fucking. Full rides. You're on that fucking Guitar Center credit card payment.
Dude, I was tempted to.
Of course
I saw that guitar amp. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no. Need that. Don't need it. I have a guitar amp I could sell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, a Fender Twin.
Oh, how much? Yeah,
let's talk.
All right, let's talk.
Your firstborn.
We're here talking.
Yeah, so I think probably you should do a joint checking account and savings account.
Yeah?
Yeah? In addition to your separate. Like, you know, so then down the road, you guys can say, hey, we're both pitching in, right, money.
Yeah.
Like, we have an account where we're both throwing in cash towards the savings, towards the house.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe she's putting down, like, maybe she's saving, let's say, on the aggressive side, 50% of her money. So she's saving 50% of her money. So I'm assuming she's making probably, like, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm just gonna assume that. Okay. So, she's putting away like three $3,500 to $4,000 a month, and I'm gonna say maybe on you're probably bringing in about $3,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're putting $1,500 of that aside, and she can see that you're putting in.
Yeah, you're making a creative dream life.
Okay, so maybe she's making $3,500 and you're making $1,000 a month. So $1,000 a month, you know, $500 a month, you're putting away half as well,
yeah,
right? So, look, I mean, she can see that you can.
It would stack fast.
It'll stack fast, and then it'll say, like, hey.
And then I'll tell her about the whole coffee thing.
Yeah.
I'm spending $3.
Hey, to say, hey, instead of like going to fucking, you know, Carl's Jr. and buying myself a number six mm-hmm. with fucking supersize, I'm actually going to get that $5 or $6 and or seven and to transfer it to our bucks. Transfer it to our joint savings account, and I'm going to go home and eat a home cooked meal.
Wow. It's nice.
I know. I'm just saying.
You're painting a good picture.
You know, it's ideal.
I like it.
You know? So then she could see both. Like, you guys both have your own independent bills mm-hmm. that you guys deal with, but you guys also have a joint checking. But yeah. if you guys want to go.
Hopefully we can make some together bills.
If you guys. All your bills are going to be together. You understand yeah. that? She acquires your debt and you acquire her debt. That's how it works. Perfect. You guys are both on the hook.
Perfect.
That's the reason why I'm still single, is because I have no one who wants to fucking incur my fucking $100,000.
Well, that's why you don't tell them about all your debt at once in the first date.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. So,
it's a fuck student loans, right? Am I right? So, I don't know, man. I think that maybe that's the good route you should go to, you know, go down that yeah. road where.
So, it's just so that we could both see that if we're putting into it.
No, it's like down the road, you will have bills that you guys both have to pay. For example, rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you want to pay from a joint account as opposed to your separate account because you want some privacy. You know, she doesn't want to see all the fucking pornos you're fucking yeah. buying and all that shit, your subscription to Pornhub. Mm-hmm. That can be on your personal.
Yeah.
But you, like your subscription to Netflix that you both use
yeah.
should be on the fucking joint account. Right. You know what I mean? When you get your fucking cable bill or whatever, your internet bill should be on the joint account yeah. and not on the fucking on your personals.
Mm, I see what you're saying. I see yeah, what you're throwing down.
Yeah, see? So I'm just throwing it out there. So stuff that you guys have together will be on your joint account, like the rent,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, certain other bills. But you guys have your privates, have some privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a savings and checking. So you guys will be like, hey, babe, let's go to fucking watch the Avengers Endgame 2 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, that'd be awesome. And you guys are like, oh, well, we have some money in our joint account. Let's fucking take it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business, bro.
Okay.
Because that's what a marriage is. It's a fucking... It's a legal binding contract.
It actually is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to let you know, Christina, if you're listening.
Get out.
No. She's going to be fine.
No. Oh, yeah.
This is you I'm not more concerned about.
She is going to be fine.
No matter what.
Her ducks are in a row.
Yeah. Your ducks are still... Still waiting to be hatched, my friend.
Ducks are getting their ducks sick.
Nice. Are you scared?
No, I'm not. Oh, only for the amount of money that I, you know,
yeah,
am throwing down and don't have to throw down.
That never ends, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Even at even now. You know,
even though how set up you are, feel
that way. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the reason why that you have to pay yourself first.
Mm.
You know,
so has that actually? Have you actually started doing that?
No, I haven't. but I have been no, but for real, it hasn't been $50 a week, but I've been putting aside money per month. So
okay.
Like, cause I don't get paid exactly the conventional way, cause my business and my personal spending are not one and the same. I have a very strict budget, but just like everything else, like I basically just double my cell phone bill, and then so is it my cell phone bill, cause I pay for a few other lines,
mm-hmm.
so it's like $150 a month. Mm-hmm. So I'll just pay $300. And then I'll put $150 in my savings account. Oh. So, I mean, it's nothing crazy, but it's basically an extra bill a month. It's $150 a month that I'm paying to myself.
Okay.
As if it was a bill, and I just tried to put that away. Mm-hmm.
Since
February last year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's been a while.
That's cool.
And I dipped into it a few times.
It's cool. It's empty.
No, it's not. It's not. But, I mean, I have dipped into it a few times. I had to basically... come up with a down payment for some stuff and
down payment for some stuff.
I did. Uh-huh. Yeah. So basically this office is not free. You know what I mean? And we had to renew a lease and now let's just say I'm equal. Like, yeah, this is definitely, there's some responsibilities. Also there's some whack fees. It just,
that's what I was telling you about your storage space.
Yeah.
Axe it, bro.
Yeah.
Axe it, man. What's in there that you really need?
I have paintings in there.
You could put those in your room.
Okay.
You're good. Axe it. That's $250 a month. You could pay yourself.
Can you come through and help me take it out?
Honestly, I would.
What?
I would. Yeah, I would come and help you move it, or if you had to.
All right, cool. Let's talk.
I've helped you move shit before.
I know. Not like this. This is different. I do. The thing is that in my studio, there I have a little storage unit. Small.
Oh, attached to your studio?
Uh-huh. Attached to my studio. It's right behind the door. It's seriously, it's kind of...
Really?
Yeah. I think about liquidating some of the...
It's just the room.
No. It's the room, but like outside the door when you turn the key on the left-hand side.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah, it's on the right-hand side. But I mean, when you walk in, right before you walk in, there's like this long-ass... this long-ass wall? Well, apparently there's like a panel, and you open up this panel, and it's a pretty big panel. It's like probably about 6 feet by 4 feet.
Really?
Yeah, and you pull this panel open, and there's like this big old inside.
Really?
So, yeah, totally.
That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't know I had it.
Oh, really?
I didn't. So we upgraded the AC unit.
Uh-huh.
And we upgraded the AC unit. They're like, hey, can you give us the key to the back panel, the storage panel? I was like, what? Like, what's? They're like, oh, we didn't give you the
idiot.
Key. I've had that shit at the time for like 6 or 7 years.
So it was just empty this whole time. You could have been fucking
exactly
shoving shit in there.
So yeah, man. So that's basically what went down, is that we found out we had the storage unit. So we took some stuff out of the studio and put it in there. But it's very unorganized.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, well, if I organized it, and I didn't fucking, I actually spent like a fucking full like 8, 9, 10 hours waking up early. I can get that done in a day to transfer everything over.
Really? Oh, yeah. So a lot of shit will fit in there.
I don't, like, you're right. I don't have that much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. I have just, I have to sort it out. That's the one thing I do realize, it's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I have to reorganize it.
Are you sentimental about things?
No, not. I've learned to be, I learned to like not get attached to things for mm-hmm. sure.
Because I just did that, what you're talking about. Because we've had a music room, the garage is just a music room.
Uh-huh.
And it was just filled with shit. And I didn't really use it. My brother more used it. But, you know, he doesn't live there. So it was just filled with shit and I never used it. So, but last, I went through there, fucking spent, yeah, probably like 8 or 9 hours just throwing out trash, yeah. Throwing out so much shit.
And was it hard for you to throw stuff out?
No, because it wasn't mine. No.
And are you throwing it out because
it was literally trash. There was a lot of literal trash, like stuff that should have been thrown out.
McDonald's cups and shit.
A lot of shit. And then, broken shit, but I've done that before too. Like, I've gone through several times in my room, just like clothes. I just have so many fucking clothes, it's ridiculous. For I need real? To keep on throwing out. I donate them, but I throw them.
I have this batch of like skinny clothes that I'm like, that I had when I was younger.
Oh, you still saving them?
And I'm saying one day I'm gonna do it.
That'd be nice.
No, it's not. But you know what? The thing is that I back, and I'll just go on this real quick, but like back in the day, I had this. This ex who she used to work at the Lucky Brand store.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say I used to get her employee discount.
Oh, shit.
It was lit. And I had all these fucking cool jackets that are like, you know, $500 or $600 jackets that mm-hmm. I got.
Oh, shit.
And they fit me at the time. They did. I was 23 years old. So it was cool.
How low would you have to get to fit into these jackets again?
I'd probably lose like 100 something pounds.
Oh shit.
I know. I know it's unrealistic, but I don't
Why
think I
just give them to me.
I don't think you can fit in them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you can.
How skinny were you?
It's pretty thin, bro.
Really?
Oh yeah, I was lean.
Fuck.
I don't say they fit well.
this is back when you weighed 200 pounds or what?
Yeah, basically. No. I was probably 250 probably.
And you don't think I could wear them?
Yeah, I guess you can.
You just don't want to part with them.
I don't want to part with them. All right, if you want them, you can have them. Yeah, anyway, whatever.
I could use those for my savings. I'll sell them.
I was thinking about that. There's some stuff that I'm going to sell. I have like a portable AC unit I'm going to sell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a swamp cooler or an AC unit?
It's a portable AC unit.
Okay.
It's not a wall mount. It's one that you could just like.
Okay. But it's not like one that's filled with water?
Well, AC units have water.
Oh, they do have water.
Yeah, so.
But there's like a difference between a swamp cooler and AC. One sucks and one works.
Swamp cooler.
Yeah.
It's not a swamp cooler.
Oh, it works.
It's an AC unit. Okay. It's an actual 12,000 BTUs.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Weren't you talking about bringing that in here?
I can bring it in here because it needs an outlet.
It needs what?
It needs somewhere to push the hot air out.
Oh, yeah, so it needs a window exhaust.
Yeah, so you need to put the exhaust in the window, and it has, like, a long tube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can move it around and move it into any room, but, I mean, yeah. It was pretty lit for my room, but, you know, I'm probably going to sell that. I have a few paintings. I might put up some paintings in here in the office.
You can find space.
I think on the main area, I might just take down just like that big cloth in the main lobby. I'm thinking I'll take down that fucking blanket that's up there and put down a big dope painting.
What's Jonathan gonna say about that?
Huh?
What's Jonathan gonna say about that?
Nothing.
He's gonna lose his shit.
Possibly. But that's my problem. But yeah, anyway, I have a few paintings that I'm gonna put up in my room. It's gonna be cool, man. It's gonna be some fun shit. I need to reorganize a lot of my stuff, though. I have a lot of home goods, like pots, pans, and shit, that I'm not going to part with. I do have a fucking dope fucking set.
Oh, really?
But the thing is that I haven't used them because, you know, my roommate situation, he has all his pots and pans, and I'm not going to... I don't want to fuck up my shit because I dropped some cheese.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like $250.
What are you talking about? Like Cathlon or whatever? What brand is it?
Cavalon or Cap
is whatever. Garbage compared to theirs.
It is, dude.
What'd you buy? Fucking Gordon Ramsay. Fucking.
I bought a chef pan set that one of my friends recommended to me. Who's a chef?
Antonio.
And you know, I was recommended to the set, and I was like, you know what? And they were like, hey, you're not gonna buy another set after this.
Oh, really? Is that lit?
And, yeah. And so I bought a pan. Basically, the set where it's like you get a 12-inch or a 10-inch big pan, and you have an 8-inch, then there's a 6-inch. And then on top of that, you have a pot.
Are we talking about sandwiches? I'm getting hungry.
And so you have like basically two frying pans. Mm-hmm. And then you have... like a pot, like a big boiling pot,
yeah,
right, and then a small like sauce, like a saucepan that's like big but not too big, and then you have a small saucepan. Mm-hmm. So that's that whole set.
How much did you drop on it?
$250
for all of them.
Yeah,
that's not that much.
Yeah, dude. How much have you spent?
$250 for that?
$250.
I know that those run for a lot more. I mean, if you could buy, like, you could spend like $200 on a pan.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I spent $250 on that set. Seems
reasonable.
It's expensive for me, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like basically...
I guess when you can go to Walmart and buy one for $15.
You can buy a whole set for fucking...
$30.
Like, yeah, it's like, dude, Capelin or whatever the fuck you... What it's called?
Cathlon
or whatever. I don't know. I mean, like, those are... You can buy...
I still got that knife set that Weaves gave.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, also I got a dope knife set, too. I got a really dope one.
Yeah?
Yeah, like a whole, like, you probably had that dope one. That was a killer one.
That was pretty cool.
Is it still unopened?
It's still unopened.
For real?
Brand new, yeah.
You're going to use it when you guys get your new place?
Yeah, when the year 2000.
Yeah. So, you know, the stuff like that. I also have a really dope cast iron skillet. Like,
I've actually really wanted to get a cast iron skillet.
You can get one of those cheap. Those don't really cost you anything. You can get one for like a set for like $15 with a small, medium, large.
That's like got to be the best way to cook meat. It looks like it. Yeah. I've never had one.
You have to learn how to take care of it, because the first time I got it, I used soap and water to clean it, and it fucked it up.
How do you clean it?
You just let it leave the grease in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you just wipe it.
Oh, shit.
It's crazy. I know, it sounds weird, but you leave the grease, you basically wipe it out with like a cloth.
Paper towel or something.
Yeah, paper towel. Make sure everything's nice and clean. You can use water to wash it, but you have to immediately put it on the heat, and then you put oil on it to keep it.
You have to keep it greased?
You do. There's a whole process behind it, and I learned the hard way, because if you just let it dry like a normal pan, it gets rusted immediately.
Mm.
So, but anyway, so yeah, I have a dope set that I don't want to fuck with. I also have like, this sounds kind of, so it's crazy, but I have like a full, like, what is it? A Pyrex set of just like fucking bomb ass fucking like not glass. Just not just Tupperware, but like glass. And then I have a full like, you know, what is it, like a big bowl set of like really good like stainless steel bowls that just start from the really big bowl all the way to the little tiny bowl. I have like a lot of stuff just random.
A lot of kitchen stuff.
You know, look at
that's nice.
Yeah. I have like storage stuff. I, you know,
oh,
like,
you know who else is moving or who is building a house?
Who's that?
Gavin.
What?
Gavin is building a house.
How?
Well, not him, but they bought a property and they're having people build their house.
Well, maybe we should get them on. You know what? We've been mean to have them on. But the thing is, the problem is that we don't do our normally scheduled before, you know, pre fucking, you know.
Well, they were at work usually when they were, when we were doing it at night. They were at work. They were on their lunch or on a break or some shit watching.
Yeah,
the show.
And we were doing it at like 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. 9 o'clock at night.
So if we did it now, what time would it be there?
The time
middle of the night.
It would probably be early in the morning. I think it's gonna be. Let me see right here. I have the world clocks here, and in Adelaide it is right now. It's 2 o'clock, and we normally do this earlier, right? It's 2 o'clock here in the United States. Uh-huh. It is 6 a.m.
Oh shit!
In Australia, so
for in order for them to do it after work, we would have to do this like in our fucking morning. We'd have to do it at the fucking at midnight or some shit.
We'd have to do it at if they want to do it at evening after work. Yeah, it would have to be at
like 2 a.m.
Two or 3 a.m. Yeah,
I'm down.
I know you're down. That would be easy traffic for you. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. Or we can just do it at 8 o'clock again. Yeah, yeah. And just
take the day off work. We could do it. But they're straight up building a house, dude.
Yeah, we got to talk to them about that because they, if anything, they know how to save. And
managed to budget being a blood brother.
Yeah,
they're probably so regretting it right now. They're like, "Fuck, I gotta build a house and I'm paying these fools."
You know what? If they want to stop, I understand.
Yeah,
don't stop believing in us. We got to send them another package, though. We have to. We didn't. I don't think we did them justice with that.
Well, because maybe because I only sent them stuff, you didn't send them anything.
That's true. I think that was. It was, I get it though, because you know we live so far apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't understand the problem though, because like I was like, "Give me your stuff."
Right, and I had stuff in the car, and you said, "Hey, I'm gonna take it today," and I'm like, "All right."
No, you didn't.
I swear, I had stuff. I had to eat it.
I ate the evidence, but I had it.
No, I did. I did have it.
All right, well, send them a box. I sent them a box. Now you send them a box.
All right, I'll send you guys a box. All right. Mine's gonna be litter than yours though.
You know what, Andrew Pearson, you want a box? Let us know. Yeah. And
all he has to say is I want a box.
Shit.
You bastard.
Well, that would cause him to still be listening to the show.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. But yeah, good luck to you, man. I hope you guys fucking really figure out this whole thing. you know, I know you figured it out. He goes, "What? I figured it out. It's to live at home." I hope it works out though, man, because it's definitely the road less traveled.
Well, it's not a
popular.
No, I mean it's like, well, even if it doesn't work,
it's very shameful.
It's not.
You feel embarrassed? I get it.
I didn't say any of those things. No. I did say
I feel less of a man. I get it.
What the fuck? I was trying to find out the Patreon people. I can't find login. Oh, here we
it's
go.
It's okay that you feel demeaned and like, you know.
I don't. Because it's like if we move in there, if we don't like it, we can move somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. Yeah. We're young. We're not fucking 37.
Yeah. It's not like you guys are. No, you're totally young. You're like 23, 24-year-olds just like really, really kind of like, you know, young and in love. So like 20, I would say that would be kind of like, you know, it's a good thing, you know. 37 years old is definitely way too old to be living with your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if you're like kind of in the ballpark of like 29, 30, I think that is like you're kind of pushing it. Since you guys are really young, like 23, 24.
Yeah, we are.
I think that's the perfect age to kind of still be kind of in your mom's possession.
I agree.
You know, it's not like you guys are married or anything, so it's like really not like.
Not like we're married.
If you guys just wanted to try it out, like as a young couple,
yeah,
and to see what it was like to, you know,
I don't know if you know the sacrifice. New reality. This is a not a thing that's not happening regularly all the time because of the
people who don't plan and don't have jobs.
For the price of the way things are going, a lot of people are moving in with multi-generational households.
It's usually the opposite, though. It's usually the kids. Well, yeah, but that's the new reality.
Haven't you heard of anything Bernie Sanders said?
Yeah, of course I've heard. Yeah,
he's talking about this. We're not the only people who have done.
Well, I'm not talking about everybody else. I don't know why you think that you have to bring about.
I'm just saying it's not shameful because a lot of people do this.
Well, if you feel like that's fine. If you feel don't think that that's way, I think it's just
as, that is true.
I would kill myself if I were you, and that was just
I would kill myself if I were you. So we're pretty much even.
We are definitely.
If even. We switched life, we would both be dead.
We would. All right.
Good times.
Yeah, well, I hope it works out, man. I hope it works out.
It'll work out.
Oh, you guys are going to be like ninjas in the sack, though.
I like already am.
In and out, she doesn't even know I'm there. Well, no, but for real, best of luck to you guys. I will. When is you guys' wedding again? When is it?
October 6th.
October 6th? Ah, dude, it's my dad's birthday that day.
No, it's not.
I know. Actually, it is.
He's in jail anyways, isn't he?
I know. But I didn't visit him. That's awesome, dude. I can't wait to attend your wedding.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go. Me and Katie are going to go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're gonna. She's my plus one.
Dang.
And she said she puts out, so we're going to see about that.
She's going to be plus one. She's going to be pregnant.
She's definitely not. If anything, it's gonna be a little aborted baby. Bring him along.
Oh, how sweet.
Sweet, man. Well, tell everyone where they can find you. At my mom's house.
At your mom's house podcast. Actually, I've been following that page. It's pretty damn good.
It's really good.
At Best Podcaster, at The Bell City Players, at ADHDcast at gmail.com.
That's everything. So you guys heard them. Follow us and make sure to tell your friends about us, because we need all the help we can get. And donate to our Patreon. Gigi has a house to fucking save up.
Yeah, we're looking for that one last blood brother.
That's true. You know, so if you're out there, donate. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week with an awesome show. Hopefully a little shorter, but better.
This was an hour?
All right, guys, later.